Virginia Myers is an artist. She's also an inventor and a pioneer. She was one of the first female art professors at the University of Iowa. And during her time at the university, she developed her own printmaking technique and invented what is called the Iowa foil printer. She is 88 years old now, and she is still making art. And she's here with me in the studio today. Hello, Virginia.
Greetings. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And along with her today is Deanne Wortman, who was one of her students. She's also an adjunct professor of printmaking at the University of Iowa, and she now teaches the classes that Virginia used to teach. And she's organizing the 24th annual foil imaging workshop at the University of Iowa this summer. We'll talk a lot more about this kind of art and that process. But I want to go back to 1955, Virginia, when you first came to Iowa City. What brought you here?
The person who brought me here was Professor Mauricio Lisansky. And the reason I wanted to take printmaking, I wasn't a printmaker at the time, was because two of my painting instructors when I was working on my MFA in painting had studied with Lisansky. And they said, well, if you want to improve your drawing, you need to take printmaking. And the place to go is Iowa City to study with Mauricio Lisansky. So that's why I came here.
You came here in 1955. You got off the bus with $150 to your name.
Well, it was the train.
Oh, the train.
Then
all right.
We stopped at the depot, which is still there. And I walked in to see if there was some yellow pages or something to find a cheap place to live. I had no job. I had no place to live. I hadn't even gotten in touch with the university. Well, you couldn't do it now that way. But there was nothing. So the station master was still there, and he said, may I help you? And I said, sir, you know a reasonably priced place where I might get a bed for the night. Oh, I certainly do. The old Jefferson has some cheap interior rooms. Why don't you go there? I said, can I walk there? He looked at the suitcase. He said, nah, take a cab. It'll cost you 60 cents. So that's how that started. But I had no job, no place to live, and I hadn't even been in touch with the university. So three major things.
Wow.
And the first thing was a job. And what was I thinking? Well, maybe there was a student room someplace where there might be telephone numbers. And I found one in the Iowa Memorial Union, and I called it, and the woman answered the phone. Yes, we're looking for a live-in, housework, babysitting, and cooking. And do you have qualifications? Well, I did that out in California. Well, we want to interview you. So they picked me up at the Jefferson and drove me up to Manville Heights. I didn't even know there was a river until we crossed it. And I didn't know even where the art building was when we passed it going up River Street. And anyway, it was the Nagel Lumber people on Lexington. And Mr. Nagel was there. Have you had any experience with children? I said, well, yes, I think 12 years as a summer camp counselor. Oh, well, our two boys are out at Stanford, but the person you'd be taking care of is 11 years old, Susie, and you like that? I said, yes, I do, no problem. So the deal was, if I worked more than 20 hours a week, I got $1 an hour.
But oh, my goodness.
Room and board.
Right, right.
And the first time Lisansky met me, I was sitting in his class.
Wow. Well, let's take a short break. We'll be back. That was the beginning of what turned into an illustrious and really amazing career as an artist at the University of Iowa. We'll continue this conversation in a moment. I'm talking with artist Virginia Myers, who was one of the first female art professors at the University of Iowa, also adjunct professor Deanne Wortman. We'll continue our conversation in a moment. This is Talk of Iowa. It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. Right now, I'm talking with Virginia Myers. She is an artist. She's an inventor. She was one of the first female art professors at the University of Iowa. During her time at the university, she developed her own printmaking technique and invented what is called the Iowa foil printer. Deanne Wortman is also here. She was one of Virginia's students, and she is an adjunct professor of printmaking at the University of Iowa, and she's teaching the classes that Virginia used to teach and also organizing the 24th annual foil imaging workshop at the University of Iowa this summer. And so, Virginia, we were talking about your very brave start in Iowa City. And as you were studying with the great Mauricio Lesansky, you also took a job as a frame maker to make your living. And when you were working that way, someone taught you how to apply silver leaf to your frames. And this was a big turning point for you. What was it that fascinated you about that silver leaf?
Well, first of all, it was reflective. And, well, really, first of all, it was silver, something precious. And it was Professor Eugene Ludens, who was a marvelous professor of painting, and I had taken painting under him. I was poor, and I said at the beginning of the year, I said, Mr. Ludens, could I borrow the school miter box? I could make picture frames in order to get some money. Well, he said, yes, of course, there's no problem with that, and I'm an old picture framer myself, and I could teach you how to use leaf. Well, it was really, I didn't know it, but it was the beginning of foil stamping, but you had to handle the silver leaf, you know, one leaf at a time. It was a far cry from foil that is manufactured now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the beginning of the use of reflective surfaces in original prints. And there is a print of St. Joan. She stands about 6 feet tall, and there she stands with a coat of genuine silver leaf armor.
Wow. So you figured out how to make prints on silver leaf.
Yes, I did. Well, you have to soak the paper. Is the leaf going to float off? Oh, all those technical things. And it was very nice. But the thing was, it was silver. And I began to look around, and I noticed metallic surfaces that were shiny. And it was a different thing.
And you wanted something more reflective as well, right? Something that could almost be a mirror within the print.
Well, I don't know whether I wanted it or not, but after I saw it, saw the possibilities, yes, I did, because it was offering a new visual language that the genuine silver leaf or gold leaf did not offer. And it offered the possibilities of expressing ideas visually that could not be expressed any other way.
Now, when I look at the foil, you have, Deanne, of foil samples that you can choose from, and you can order all of these different foils. They're the kind of thing that I see occasionally in greeting cards or on wrapping paper,
yes,
even. Is this the very same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And explain for me, Deanne, when you order a roll of this foil, what is it?
It's very thin. The rolls that we order come with 250 feet in a roll that's maybe 2 to 3, 4 inches in diameter. The foil itself is thinner than a human hair, but it has 5 layers that are in there. This whole technology is a polymer science, and it's based on the fact that polymers bond under heat and pressure. That's it. That's all you really need to know. Industry has invented the science and the technology to go along with it. So this thin, thin sheet that is thinner than your human hair contains everything needed to bond the variety of colors to a prepared surface, which can be paper, can be silk, can be metal, can be plastic, can be ceramics. It can even move. It can be 3D. We say if it stands still, we'll foil it.
Well, and Virginia, when you first had the idea of working with foil, no one knew how to actually apply it.
That's right. But the fact was, you know, what turned me on to the foil? And the postman delivered this copy of National Geographic, which was from November of 1985. And I took a look at it, and oh, there was this holographic skull. Oh, now it's silver. It's gold. Oh, it's blue. It's red. What is this? I didn't know what it was, but I knew it was a printmaking technique because it was printed on this cover. So I called my friend Ruth Julin, who used to own Julin Printing in Monticello. Oh, Virginia, it's hot stamp foil. It's very specialized. We don't do it here. But I do have some information in my files I could send to you. Oh, Ruth, would you? 2 days later, there's a huge brown envelope in my mailbox filled with examples of foil stamped by industry. The rolls, small rolls, fell out. Oh, what could I do with that visually that would transmit an idea visually in a way that nothing else could? And certainly that hologram on the cover of National Geographic magazine really emphasized its importance. So that's how I got hooked with it.
Right. And how did you figure out how to use this foil in your art?
Well, in that pack of information that Ruth sent me, there was an ad for a foil stamping workshop for shop owners, pressmen, out in Kansas City. And all about foil and 4 days. Ruth, what do you think? Well, they can answer all your questions. So I decided to go. And I took some of my Buren engravings, because these press people, they love Buren engraving, just kind of justify myself a little bit. Of course, I was the only woman. Well, what else is new? That was nothing. And they treated me royally. And I found out why artists hadn't used it. It's a controlled heat process. And their press, a Kluge clamshell, which is about 12 feet long and 6 feet wide and high and highly difficult in terms of using it. And the first thing when I came home with this bag full of samples, well, how am I going to use it? Heat, okay, I had an old hot plate from Intaglio. Pressure, all I had was the pressure of my two hands.
Right, your muscles.
Yes.
So you solved this problem in an incredibly ingenious way, and you went from being an artist to being an inventor.
Well, of course, but being an artist is an invention too, believe me. And but to invent something that you can pick up and handle, or something that you can reproduce or manufacture, that's another orbit entirely.
So you invented the Iowa foil printer, and I know that it's still, in many ways, a work in progress. It changes still.
Yes, but it's finished.
Okay. Describe it for me. What is it?
Well, when I was in the process of inventing something, pressure is a very important. Heat, pressure, and dwell time, the time it takes to adhere the foil to a paper substrate. And I had a hot plate. I didn't have temperature control. And the only pressure I had was my own body. And I thought, well, what is the max pressure one person working alone could exist? And I thought, well, two hands pressing down on something. And I put my two hands out there, and in between appeared a roller. The rolling pin had already been developed, and that was the key, and it still is. But I didn't invent it entirely. It was Daniel Wenman, Wenman Machine Works, North Liberty, Iowa. And it went through a long period of about 20 years to perfect the invention. It's perfected. It's listed with Underwriters Laboratories, and it's for sale, I must say, through Dan Wenman. And he makes them and he sells them.
So you can use this machine to apply foil to your artwork. And you brought some beautiful samples with you today. And one of the things you said as we were looking at one of these beautiful, beautiful pictures that has so many different shades and this metallic gloss to different surfaces. You said this expanded an artist's palette. And so this really gave you so many more options in your creation.
Oh, yes, very much so. It takes it into another orbit. There are certain things you can do with a foil you can't do without it. The foil, after all, can be holographic, for example, just like this cover. And it can take on all sorts of imagery that you would not be able to reproduce any other way. It opens up a new field of personal visual expression that didn't exist until we had holography. Well, of course, this is a product, too, of computer science and all of that. But the history of art has proven that artists have always made the best use of what society provides. And you think of Rembrandt, you think of acid. Did he invent acid? No. But the alchemist at that time had advanced acid to a very high level. And Rembrandt was there to use the acid and to be able to control it. He turned the acid use into etchings and into an art form because he could do that. So that's just one example.
And Deanne, you brought so many different samples as well. And just from what you've shown me, the number of different things that you can do with this kind of application, with this process, is really amazing. From the very finely detailed etching that is enhanced with some foil to give it luster and shine, from many, many, many different layers of foil that are applied to create something that is so bright. And I mean, is there... I know, in words, right? There's no way to really describe the huge variety of things that you can do with this.
It's difficult to describe in words, and that's why we work so hard to get people to come and take a look at it, because the possibilities are endless. Some of the foils are transparent. Some of the foils are reflective. Some of the foils are matte. Some of the foils are holographic. Some of the foils are decorative. They can be layered and combined in ways kind of like a painter does, kind of like you can do on your computer. And I guess when I think about it, the thing that I think I'm working with is light. And in that way, it's a little bit different than some of the other art forms that I have studied and that people have used traditionally, because what you are working with is the reflective possibilities of light. And that makes you think in a whole entirely different way. So, yes, it can be very subtle. It can be very bold. It can be like your butter box, all shiny and blue. Or it can look like a very subtle drawing or a watercolor.
And I mentioned the workshop that runs the summer from June 9th through the 13th and June 16th through the 20th. This is the 24th annual foil imaging workshop.
Yes.
At the University of Iowa. And you've had students from all over the world. Yeah. Come to learn this process, right?
Yes, we've had students from European countries. This year we're having a woman from Korea is coming. She's bringing her daughter who lives in New York. We're having people from Texas, Illinois, Wisconsin, Iowa. We've had people in the past from Germany. There's a man in Holland that has purchased the foil printer. Another unique quality about all of this is that Iowa is the epicenter of hot stamp foil. This is where it was invented, and this is one of the few places where it is a permanent component in the printmaking curriculum at a major university. So if you want to learn it, you got to come here.
Well, and this process that you invented, Virginia, I mean, to learn how to use it, do you have to be an experienced artist, or is this something that's very accessible?
Oh, very accessible. If you can use a rolling pin, you can use the Iowa foil printer. We'll teach you about temperature control and all those little things that you need to know. But all you have to come and learn something and experience it in your own personal vista. And you'll be surprised. You can make visual expressions using the foil, often in conjunction with traditional printing techniques. in a way that was impossible to have without the foil.
And Virginia, I know that you're not done with this process. What are you working on right now? What are you creating?
It's called the Codex for Our Times. 5 panels. They'll be hung with the frames touching on the sides. It's going to take about 12 running feet. It's figurative. It's unlike anything I've ever done in my life. And I have my 3 assistants, Deanna is one of them, helping me because we have been confronted with all sorts of problems. And following the conclusion of the Codex and its showing, a book is coming out. It will be the definitive book on using hot stamp foil to create fine art.
The enormity of the Codex that you're working on, that sounds like that would create so many challenges, given the size of the foil that you start with.
You are so correct. Exactly. And it's daunting.
But this is your masterpiece.
This is, well, and of my students. And they will be in the book. You know, Deanna's going to be on the spine, for example. Credit where it is due. And I'm exceedingly grateful to be part of a great research-oriented university. This is a piece of it. But you usually don't get it in the fine arts in this manner.
Well, Virginia, thank you so much for talking with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Virginia Myers is Professor Emerita of the University of Iowa. During her time at the university, she developed her own printmaking technique and invented the Iowa foil printer. Deanne Wortman, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
Deanne Wortman is an adjunct professor of printmaking at the university and organizing the 24th annual foil imaging workshop at the University of Iowa this summer. The workshop runs from June 9th through the 13th and June 16th through the 20th. This is Talk of Iowa. Dennis, Talk of Iowa. I'm sorry. Talk of Iowa is produced by Dennis Reese, Emily Woodbury, and Lindsay Moon. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. I'm Charity Nebbe. Tomorrow we'll talk about the KKK in Iowa.